The charges come almost 6 months after FAMU Marching 100 band drum major Robert Champion died after being beaten in a hazing ritual aboard a bus parked outside an Orlando hotel. Now, state law enforcement authorities are busy taking in suspects. Florida Department of Law Enforcement spokeswoman Gretel Plessinger says the agency has been in touch with those charged and their attorneys.
We know that three of them are out of state, two are in Georgia, and one is in Delaware. So we will work with local law enforcement in those areas if we need to.
11 out of the 13 people charged in the Champion case are facing third-degree felonies. Two others face misdemeanors. Under Florida law, hazing resulting in death carries a maximum of 6 years in prison. But some people, like Champion's mother, Pam Champion, say that's not a stiff enough penalty. She also says the band, which is now under an indefinite suspension, needs to be permanently disbanded.
We have to examine the people's mindset, those mindsets. So that's why you have to do clean house.
In his first comments since the arrests were announced, Florida Governor Rick Scott expressed sympathy for both the Champion family and the university as a whole, which has been shaken by Champion's death. But Scott stopped short of agreeing that the Marching 100 band should go away forever.
I think that we ought to finish and make sure that there's not going to be anything like this happen again. I don't think we're in that position yet. The band's got a great history, but we can't afford to have lose another individual like Robert Champion.
The Champion case has exposed a series of hazing incidents within the university's storied band program. At least two of the people that have been arrested were Champion's fellow drum majors. Meanwhile, Florida A&M University is still grappling with the fallout from Champion's death and other unrelated hazing incidents that have implicated faculty members as well. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.